This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about the 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show in Zambia, where Botswana President Duma Aboko actually sparked a debate after making a bold vision statement. Some criticized him, some complimented him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mixed reactions indeed. And
I know what's on Eloshim. And that was one.
Oh, my brother. I didn't expect that from you.
And
usually,
that
you know, sometimes men would struggle to get
it. Got nothing to do with my mother's roots, but what's on it?
He looked good.
Yeah, he looked good.
I don't know if that's enough, if that was presidential enough, if that was a misrepresentation of any sorts, but we'll have a conversation this morning looking at, the mixed reaction that was sparked when President of Botswana, President Duma Aboko, rocked up looking more on the casual side, you know, skinny jeans, torn skinny jeans, palladiums, a cap, and the likes. So whether you agree with that dress sense or not, we're talking to a leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkiza, who's joining us on the line. Doc, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning to you guys, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for making the time, Doc. Maybe let's look at the importance of a person in a position of leadership to look a certain way. And why does that matter? Even on days where they decide to dress down, like really dress down, that they would attract this kind of criticism.
I first want to say it is important to understand that as a leader, you don't just lead people with your words, but you lead people with your whole being. So you lead people with an unspoken word, behaviorally, how well-groomed you are, and you make people want to aspire to be at that leadership role.
You know, and I don't know if this is an obsession, but it seems there's an obsession now with leaders being relatable. How do you, yes, as a leader, you know, do that? Be in touch with the young people, be in touch with the young adults, be in touch with the elderly, without crossing, mm-hmm, that unspoken line of respectability?
You know, I want to say it is important to understand what being relatable means. For example, if we were to look at the case of the president is well-groomed, you know. When he wears his suits, they tailor-made, they fit his body structure. So you need to understand what it is that makes you look good, so that when we're talking about relatable, we're talking about that youngster who's looking at you wearing something that is so well-fitted that they think to themselves, you know what, one day I want to wear suits like that. I want to look like that. But of course, you can't wear a suit when you are going for a race, for a run, you know, when you're going for a golf game. So that's where relatable comes in. When you are invited by the youth and you come there wearing a suit. If you think of Nelson Mandela and the shirts that he used to wear, those shirts were playful and yet very matured. So as a country, we could relate to him because there was a fun side to him. But that fun side had to go with his demeanor, with how he pulled it together. And that's what relatable means in this case.
Okay. And maybe let's bring it to the workplace, in our workspaces.
Mm-hmm.
Should workspaces be stricter around dress code policies, and why? Or does it matter? I mean, is it a matter of, depending on the industry, like in a banking sector situation, you would expect people to be more formally as opposed to, mm-hmm, working on radio, for example. But what are your thoughts, mm-hmm, around that?
So at a workplace, you always need to have a dress code. I tell you what, if you are in an environment that is so relaxed, for example, an environment that has engineers, they wear like sneakers and jeans, but in the absence of a dress code, they might show up wearing a political T-shirt, right? And you might have one group wearing this party and the other group wearing another party. You might have others having expressions written on their shirts that are of sexual nature, and that could offend and perpetuate GBV. So in the absence of you prescribing really what your dress code is, it is left to an individual's interpretation. If I come into an investment bank and I'm looking for someone to take me through how they're going to invest my money, and they pitch that looking also sloppy, trust me, my mind is going to say, are you safe? Is your money safe? No, it is not. Before they say anything, because unfortunately, as a human race, we judge based on your appearance before you even open your mouth. So it is important that for any organization, you interpret what dress code is for your people, so that should they be out of line, you're able to have a conversation without really picking out on individuals, or then feeling like you're sidelining them. So it is important that everyone understand this is who we are, this is how we dress, this is our behavior, this is our language, and the rest is up to your skills and your experience.
Doc, thank you so much for coming through and helping us have this conversation. Appreciate your insights and your time. That's leadership expert Dr. Mpumi Mkhize.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.